It's one of the biggest nights of the television year, the Late Late Toy Show on RTE1 from 9:35 tonight. It's a year like no other, of course. It'll be a very different show, not exactly what we're used to. I popped down to the Toy Show set earlier to see how preparations were going and to find out from Ryan about a special appeal this year which aims to spread the Christmas joy to all children.
It is tremendously exciting, Brian. I mean, we have put a lot of blood, sweat and tears into this behind the scenes for the last, well, actually the last 8 months. As soon as the pandemic hit, we had to change all our plans. We had to start it from scratch. And it is peculiar, and it is strange, and it is different, which I think are three words that could sum up the year 2020 and going to sum up the year Toy Show 2020. So, but we are very excited. As you can see yourself, this is your first time in a toy show set. So it's magical and it's colorful and it's imaginative, and we are good to go. We're ready.
And the children will be very much front and center as well. They won't be, for the most part, here, yeah, but they're going to be very, very present on the program.
Yeah, having one. And actually, we have lots of children coming in to studio tonight. It'll be live, and they'll be going through the COVID hoops to get here. So it's all clear and it's safe. But you're right, there will be also children joining us from around the world. And I think when people see it tonight, I find it very touching to see this scene tonight, where you have Irish children who are not necessarily from Ireland sometimes, but they're of Ireland, and they're wearing their local county jerseys, and they're sitting at the Sydney Opera House or in Boston Harbor, and they're saying hello to their families back in Ireland, and they're doing it to the song Rule the World. And tonight, children rule the world, and we are mere subjects, Brian.
One other innovation this year, there's also a fundraising aspect to this. You're going to be asking people if they can to support a particular project that I know is close to your heart.
Well, we just found that since the pandemic kicked in, the Late Late Show found itself at the heart of a big charity push on a weekly basis, and they made about 6-7 million euro from Irish people who were sitting at home and out of their kindness of their hearts thought, well, we don't just want to sit here, we want to do something. And with that, I interviewed a young girl not too long ago, and she made a lot of money for her own charity, and she had some to spare. And with the spare, she gave it back to another charity. And I just thought, that's contagious. That kindness needs to be contagious. So we're going to try and harness that tonight with the Toy Show appeal, where we're asking people maybe if they have it in them and if they can afford to, we will spread the joy. The joy doesn't stop at midnight tonight on the Toy Show. It should go right into the communities around Ireland for children everywhere, so that those with a little less should have a little more. That's the plan.
Ryan Tuberty taking time out from the Toy Show rehearsals to talk to me earlier. You can donate to that RTE Toy Show appeal online at www.rte.ie/toy appeal. That's live now. Or you can call 1-800-111-888. That's 1-800-111-888 from 9:30 this evening. All the funds raised are distributed by the Community Foundation for Ireland. 50% will go to three children's charities: Bernardo's, Children's Health Foundation and Children's Books Ireland. The other 50% will be distributed as grants by Community Foundation for Ireland to charities supporting children right across the country.
RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. Take the best of care of your Kia 7-year warranty. Book your next service on kiaservice.ie.
And it's a very good afternoon to Siobhan Madigan. Siobhan.
Brian, thank you. A very good afternoon. The seedings for the European section of the World Cup qualification for Qatar 2022 were confirmed this morning, and as expected, the Republic of Ireland will be placed in pot number 3. The Republic's poor form of late has seen the side slide and drop into the third groupings ahead of next month's draw. Stephen Kenny's side now ranked as low as 42nd in the world. England, though, are among the top seeds alongside world number 1 ranked Belgium and the reigning champions France. Wales will be in pot 2, Northern Ireland and Scotland alongside the Republic in pot number 3. Diego Maradona was buried this morning in Buenos Aires in a private ceremony attended by only 24 people. Earlier, tens of thousands of fans had filed past his remains, which had lay in state at the presidential palace in the city. One game in the English Premier League this evening as Crystal Palace host Newcastle at Selhurst Park. The kickoff is at 8 o'clock. Sinead Goldrick and Siobhan McGrath are back in the Dublin team for tomorrow night's TG Cahir All-Ireland semi-final meeting with Armagh. Both girls missed the group stage game against Waterford but come straight back in as Orla Nolan and Caoimhe O'Connor make way. No surprise, Armagh will be unchanged from the side which overcame Mayo in the group stages. We'll have live coverage of the game on Saturday Sport. And in golf at the Alfred Dunhill Championship in South Africa, Joachim B. Hansen leads the field following his second round. He's on 10 under par. Of the Irish, Cormac Sharvin level par after a round of 72. but unlucky for Jonathan Caldwell, he will miss the cut this week.
Thank you, Siobhan. That's all from us this lunchtime. The programme was edited by Cathy Farrell, on sound Tommy O'Sullivan, the broadcast coordinator Anne-Marie Donlan. Liveline is up next, but from me, Brian Dobson, and all the News at One team, thanks for listening and have a great weekend.